poetry can be a lot of fun. It's what happens when a writer comes to fall in love with language, to revel in the symmetries of assonance and meter, the sultry sensuality of words. But other times, the poet's vision can become a burden, an affliction much akin to that of prophecy, a burning, yearning need to speak the truth. And that's why I stand here today, to share the truth I've seen. Christmas is coming. What? No shock? No fear? Please don't tell me you believe I'd waste your time to state the obvious. Do you think I'm just repeating that same theme you've heard in all the stores since Halloween? Oh, no. This truth is more like what they heard from John the Baptist. You, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee? Yeah, I know. Old John was crazy. That's a hazard that a prophet or a poet has to face. Gazing too intently on a sun-bright bit of truth can blind you to the cost of speaking it. Repent while you still can. The king is coming. And they listened and were told that they believed. But when I say to you, look out, it's Christmas, you don't believe. You never will. You couldn't if you tried. And yes, I'm sure you'll say you do, but that just says to me you haven't really come to grips with what that message means. If you heard that waves of spaceships were arriving here from Mars, you'd laugh it off. You'd figure it was someone's ad campaign. The human mind just balks at news so far beyond our lives' familiar boundaries. But when I try to warn you of a visitor not from another planet, but from another whole dimension, from a place that's not a place, outside of space, where even time is meaningless, you smile and nod, as if you heard such tidings every day. Believe in Christmas? Believe a word is going to turn into a man? That's like saying, I believe this poem is going to cook my lunch and eat it with me. Small wonder we prefer to ponder comfortable miracles of long ago and far away, no matter what we know today of human reproduction and the logical absurdity of any star pinpointing one small stable. We sing the carols, trying not to wonder why God refuses now to send the angels to a world that clearly needs them more than ever. And how about some wise men? Can't he see how badly we're in need of those? Believe it all. Believe me, God, I'd like to. But how can I believe a thought my mind can't even think? The poet's muse is truth, whose wrath I dare not risk by speaking even to myself the reassuring lie. So why, then, do I say that you should still try to believe? Only this, because the trying matters. Even though we're doomed to fail, we need to try to believe at least this much of it. The Prince of Peace is coming to confront our greed and apathy. A general in diapers, when he wakes up from his nap, will lead a force of fishermen and lepers, prostitutes and tax collectors, bloated, starving children, the battered, the bewildered, the bereft, and strike the blow that turns the tide and frustrates all the terrorists on every side by kindling the better part of every human heart. But I tell you, to believe in peace today, to believe there's hope for reconciliation, to ignore our bloody history and risk everything believing in the goodwill of our fellow men, to believe there's any good news on the way for all the have-nots of this hell-bent world is just about as easy as believing in Saint Nick and flying reindeer. For this is also true. Our minds and hearts are human. Our capacity for trust and for belief is limited, as is our will to love. And yet, when all is darkest, if we try, we may find within ourselves a childlike part that refuses to dismiss the unbelievable, a part of us that knows the story's true even if it didn't happen quite the way we tell it, and against all rationality insists on following a star.